With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. At a campaign rally in Philadelphia, former President Trump again said that the flood of illegal immigrants into the U.S. is costing Black Americans their jobs.
Joe Biden's open border has also been a disaster for our great African-American and Hispanic-American population. So what's happening when millions of people flow over? The people that are most hurt are, number one, the African-Americans in this country. Number two, the Hispanic. Have they taken your job yet, sirs? They better not.
Also at SRNNews.com, while much of the country deals with heat, flooding is affecting some of the Plain States.
Counties in Iowa and South Dakota declaring disasters after major flooding. Rock Valley, Iowa evacuated most of the population, with some climbing onto roofs to get out, says Mayor Kevin Van Otterloo.
We had the high-speed boats here, and they could fight the current, and we did get everybody off the roofs.
He says cars are flooded, up to 500 homes severely damaged.
It's going to be a huge undertaking.
A teenage boy is dead after a stabbing at a carnival sponsored by the Los Angeles Police Department. Saturday night, the 16-year-old was reportedly involved in a fight with multiple other teenagers when he was stabbed by a 15-year-old. He was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. The carnival serves as a fundraiser for the LAPD. They say that they are now investigating. Another violent pro-Hamas event in Los Angeles. A pro-Hamas crowd targeted a synagogue and were met with people carrying Israeli flags. A verbal confrontation turned physical. Police responded in riot gear. This is SRN News. The Biden administration seeks to jail a Texas doctor.
Ethan Haim, a surgeon at Children's Hospital in Houston, leaked information to journalist Christopher Rufo that sex change operations were being carried out there on children, even after officials said they had stopped. The Justice Department says Dr. Haim violated privacy laws and has now unsealed an indictment that could land him in jail for up to 10 years. Critics say the charges are designed to intimidate whistleblowers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The doctor says he did not release patient information. A proposed amendment to New York's Constitution to prohibit discrimination based on so-called gender identity and pregnancy outcomes has been restored to the November election ballot by a court. A panel of mid-level appellate judges overturned an earlier decision by an upstate judge to strike the proposed equal rights amendment from the ballot over procedural error. The term they use, pregnancy outcomes, is a euphemism for abortion. This is SRN News. Coffee drinkers, be advised, there's a coffee mug recall.
Some 580,000 glass mugs are being recalled across the U.S. after dozens of burn and laceration injuries were reported by consumers. According to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, the now recalled Joy Jolt branded Declan single wall glass coffee mugs can crack or break when filled with hot liquids. Consumers in possession of these recalled mugs are urged to immediately stop using them and contact New York-based MM Products for a full refund. John Scott reporting.
The city of Los Angeles is ordering some Hollywood businesses to remove planters on their sidewalks. The businesses on Highland Avenue and Sunset Boulevard placed the planters outside their establishment in May to deter homeless encampments. The city posted notices saying the planters are obstructions and ordered the removal. They did not say if homeless encampments are obstructions. More details at srnnews.com.